Brown Limper searched, looking for a clue, dragging his club foot through the smooth snow from building to building. Finally, he found where they must have had a meeting. There were some torn scraps of paper lying about. And then, under a table where it might have fallen off a pile of papers unnoticed, he found a letter. It was from Tom Smiley Townsend. Brown Limper looked at it and went into an immediate rage. Not at what it said, but at Tom Smiley's having the effrontery to know how to write. What arrogance! But then he saw it was not really written. It was printed, and rather crudely at that. Even the signature was printed. So he decided to be tolerant and read it. The letter went on and on about how nice some area known as Tashkent was. Big mountains, endless plains of wild wheat, lots of sheep, and a mild winter climate. And how he had gotten married to some Latin. Disgraceful. No blood purity there. Brown Limper threw the letter down. Well, maybe the village people had gone back to their old home. They had not wanted to move. But he was surprised that the Indians and the people from the Sierra Nevadas and the other British Columbian fellow had not remained here, for they hadn't cared for the old village. Too cold and too heavy a prospect of starving every winter. They flew to the old village. Lars had trouble setting down and almost landed in the middle of one of those uranium circles. When he could let go his grip on the seat, Brown Limper looked around. No smoke here, either. Brown Limper poked into some of the houses. When they had moved at such short notice, people had had to leave most of their personal possessions behind, and Brown Limper thought they must still be there. But no, every house was empty. Not ransacked the way Brigantes left places, just neatly empty. With a bit of fear, because it had been booby-trapped, he approached the old Tyler house. It was still standing. Maybe the booby-traps hadn't gone off. Then he saw that some of the roof was bulged, and he went around to the other side to where the front door had been. The door had been blown off. Lars and Snith were poking at something in the snow. It was the remains of two Brigantes. What hadn't been burned had been torn apart by wolves. It was obvious they had tripped the booby traps, and quite a while ago. General Snith poked at the scraps of money, skin, and bones with the muzzle of the submachine gun.
"What's up, come up here, prowling for loot?"
said Snith.
"Waste of good meat.